Hello, relatives. Dr. H, responding to your responses to the Healing Cafe this week on hating ice cream. So, for the rest of you who are ice cream lovers, I can only say it is a delight to welcome you. I share my readers' concerns that somehow we're going to have to eat healthier, but I also agree, as with you, that moderation in everything is probably a good thing. To Vicky, a survivor of sexual abuse. Sexual abuse is a serious problem in this country, and we need to address it. And I don't mean in any way to minimize the enormous social consequences of sexual abuse. I am suggesting that false memories, people who never knew anything about it until they came to see somebody who suggested, because of the constellation of their symptoms, that maybe sex or other kinds of violent abuses had occurred in their childhood, and that the nature of their problems in contemporary life are a reflection of that memory that they may have sufficiently repressed. Those kinds of false memories need to be corroborated before one can believe that somehow they ever occurred. I mean, clearly in your case, you knew that something had happened, and it was taking place, and I think that it is a serious problem. I think Elizabeth Loftus has served a major impetus to being able to look at the fact that the way you remember it may not be the only way it is, and that the way you see it may not be the way you remember it was, and to get some outside corroboration. So, I want to say to my future father-in-law, Big Philly, your obsession with ice cream only endears me to you. When we are at the wedding in Kauai, let's just plan to sneak away and eat an entire half-gallon together. Have a wonderful week. I'll be with you with another Schlagbite on Monday. Have a great week. Stay connected. We are all related. Mitakuyasi. Take care.